Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. As we alluded yesterday in our reporting, there's been multiple incidents here recently involving guns and schools. Mayor Adams visited with me live on our news last night and says upgraded security measures were in order. Well, it came after two guns were discovered yesterday inside the book bags of a couple of kids at Flushing High. Another kid shot yesterday as he was leaving a school on Staten Island. And so we lead the broadcast this afternoon with a follow-up. Parents and members of the PTA in Flushing speaking out and now demanding a solution. Newsman Mac Rosenberg is back at that school with a report on their immediate fix and what parents want to see from here.
School safety officers are outside and inside Flushing High, which now has metal detectors too, after 17 and 15-year-olds brought guns to school.
They do it randomly, so it's like a hit or miss. You never know when they're going to do it, but they always do it after something happens.
That junior who didn't want to be named doesn't want to see the scanners permanently.
There's a lot of people in our school, and it takes a long time, so it's difficult. That's why they don't do it all the time.
She says officers from the precinct down the block were quick to get here. The DOE says the school followed protocol. This was one of three gun incidents at city schools this week, including a shooting near a Staten Island school. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing.
Speaking of which, the gunman who shot a 17-year-old as he left Curtis High School on Staten Island yesterday remains at large. The teenager remains in stable condition, the victim, that is. Police believe the shooting started with a school-related dispute. Well, next week, as you've heard, more than 130 world leaders will meet for the UN General Assembly. Oh, it's a huge security task for the NYPD, to say the least. And today, police officials laid out how they plan to protect all these folks, and particularly in this volatile world climate of ours.
Policing this annual event is always a challenge, but this year, Chief of Department John Chell said the threat level is higher.
What's changed from this year, from last year, is obviously October 7th.
The department will use drones and other technologies to relay information and move assets where needed. All of this means gridlock. NYPD Transit Bureau Chief Philip Rivera said frozen zones go into effect earlier than usual at 5 a.m. Sunday.
To coincide with the United Nations Summit of the Future, which many heads of state will attend. Hopefully, a teleportation plan will be on the table for the Summit of the Future, and traffic is a thing of the past. Unfortunately, we're not there yet.
New Yorkers are being urged to use mass transit. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the UN.
A new report from Gridlock Sam and State Senator Brad Holman Siegel says vehicle speeds in certain parts of Manhattan are slower than ever and is having a significant impact on emergency response times. Former Traffic Commissioner Gridlock Sam Schwartz did a study using GPS data from taxis and other for-hire vehicles. He says the average speed in Midtown and Lower Manhattan is less than 5 miles an hour. Says it's a little faster south of 60th Street, but not by much, 7 miles an hour. Holman Siegel says he became alarmed over the emergency response times recently when he came up on a guy writhing in pain on West 28. Says despite numerous 911 calls, helped him arrive for at least 37 minutes. Woo. He says congestion pricing could fix that. We've heard that before, right? Officials say the FDNY response times, which used to be about 8 minutes, now up to 14. The report makes recommendations, including limiting the number of app hails like Uber and Lyft and returning the authority to enforce parking rules to the DOT. Not to mention restoring a traffic commissioner. The report comes just days before the start of the aforementioned traffic snarling UN General Assembly. Oh, a big fire at a residence in Patterson early this morning. You hear about this? Yeah, left two people dead. Patterson fire officials say it broke out about 2:30 this morning at 71 North 7th Street. A 69-year-old and a 28-year-old, both males, were able to get out, but after putting out the fire, investigators found the bodies of other individuals. They have not released their names. An investigation is underway into what started that fire. Governor Hochul says she wants kids to be kids again. She continued her listening tour called Disconnected, which studies whether or not to let kids have cell phones in schools. Governor says they really don't need those phones at the schoolhouse, and especially when it comes to emergencies.
The last thing you want happening is for your child to be looking on their cell phone, maybe videoing, sending messages, trying to go viral, and not paying attention to the adult in the room who is trained to get them to safety.
The governor says our kids are being robbed of the ability to develop social skills during childhood and that they're going to need later in life, as the cell phone has taken over human interaction and we need to stop it. But some parents and students say in the real world, we keep having school shootings. Says kids need to be able to contact their parents or the police or somebody. A 16-year-old boy under arrest meantime facing murder, among other charges, after a deadly attempted robbery inside an apartment building the other day. 57-year-old Ying Zhu Lu heard a commotion in the hallway of their building on the Lower East and went out there to see what was going on. Well, police say two men were attempting to rob him, the husband, that is. This was September 9th, and they say when she stepped out to help the husband, she was shot in the face and killed. The teenager also faces robbery, burglary, and two counts of criminal possession of a weapons charge. In Morningside Heights, a new psychedelic treatment research center, the Mount Sinai Health System, opened the doors on 112th and Broadway. The center currently researching suicide therapies for veterans and ketamine treatment for people suffering from major depression or post-traumatic stress in general. Rachel Yehuda is a professor of psychiatry at the School of Medicine.
Mental health has become such a big problem in our society. We have to think out of the box. And this center represents our thinking out of the box. And we hope we learn information that will make new approaches available so that everybody could have some form of healing.
I will vouch for that. The school got a $5 million gift from the Bob and Renee Parsons Foundation to expand capacity for their research.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.